Port Coquitlam voters will go to the polls on October 15 to elect a new city council in the 2022 municipal election. Voters who turn out to cast a ballot will be electing six councillors, as Mayor Brad West, Trustee Christine Pollock and Trustee Michael Thomas were acclaimed at the nomination deadline on September 9. As a result, 18 people are now hoping to earn enough votes to claim a spot around the Poco Horseshoe. For many, civic politics doesn't have the excitement and the drama of provincial and federal politics, but those who pay attention to local news will see that municipal politicians shape the way the city looks and feels. From the type of housing, to recreation facilities, policing, traffic, garbage pickup, even dog parks, and more, elected councillors hold a lot of sway. You can vote on your top issue in our poll below. The last 4 years have been busy in Poco, despite the global pandemic that shut facilities and turned meetings into virtual live stream events. There was the grand opening of the $132 million Port Coquitlam Community Center and the upgraded McAllister Avenue project, which celebrated its official reopening last Saturday, September 10. For seniors, recreation fees were made free for those 80 years or older. 500 units of affordable housing were also approved, including a massive 302-unit rental housing development. City taxes were kept in check, including a 0% hike in 2020 for COVID-19 relief. However, this year council approved a combined 3.55% tax hike for 2023. As for upcoming projects, the city will be working on the following: a climate change plan, a Gates Park soccer hub, upgrades to Lee Square, Veterans Park and Donald Pathway, replacing the Coquitlam River Bridge and improving the Mary Hill Bypass, a plan to see if SkyTrain to the city is feasible. However, the last 4 years also haven't been easy for Port Coquitlam residents. Some recent issues include high housing and food costs, ongoing traffic concerns, pedestrian worries, problems with off-leash dogs, bears accessing garbage, homelessness and shootings. While we don't know what this year's civic election will bring, we know there are likely many issues on voters' minds. The following is a poll that will assist us in our coverage in the coming weeks.